All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okie dokie, then I will talk to you later. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
And what shall we discuss? How is your adventure been proceeding?
You know, I believe that I am making a lot of progress in so many areas. I feel different, Elias, in this adventure with some things that I want to talk to you about, some experiences I've had lately in this tremendous end of the communication wave. But generally speaking, I feel good about where I am. I feel good with myself, about my choices, my life, and you know, for the most part, I'm very excited and very happy to be here now, to be exploring and you know, because there have been times in my life and in a way being intermediate where I've asked myself, you know, what am I doing here? I want to go home. And that still is a strong a feeling, sensation, but I'm finding out that I can find pieces of home or places of home or individuals of home right here.
Which is comforting.
Yes. Very comforting. And I wanted to talk a bit about several different things and just enjoy this moment and enjoy your company and enjoy this conversation.
Very well.
Many times it's about, oh, Elias, I need answers to this, and Elias, you know, I have these problems, and you know, not that the challenges are gone, and I do want to touch on them, but from a different perspective, from
very
a
well.
Angle, and with a different openness, I feel.
Very well.
In my intent, which I've never really discussed with you, I thought I figured it out at times. At times I wasn't sure, but at least a big part of it is about exploring separation. I believe in my case, no.
Yes.
In order to discover that there really is no separation.
Correct.
And even though at times I feel that it's actually exacerbated with this wave, I'm finding that I'm finding the connectedness and the oneness of all without losing the individuality, which is fabulous. It's very, very difficult to understand fully, completely, and all of the time, but I am getting very strong glimpses and moments of that, and I find that very uplifting for me.
Congratulations. And what are you noticing in this present exploration of separation and how it is affecting or how you can maneuver in manners to be expressing more of that interconnectedness?
Well, I'm just allowing myself to relax more and to allow, essentially, this connection and connectivity to take place, because in my attempts to perhaps control, to own, to understand on an intellectual level some things, I was pushing things away and I was feeling disenfranchised. And now, as I look at the big picture, one thing that works for me very well is when I step back and become a bit of the observer, you know, and look at the bigger picture.
And what would you express as an example of this?
Well, when I'm feeling very challenged, when I'm feeling very lonely, or when I'm feeling very misunderstood, and I'm feeling the water level, so to speak, you know, rise up to my nose, and I feel inundated with things, I consciously remind myself to take a step back and to look at this as just a small part of my essence, as one integral and as being essence, but as one experience, one chapter in a big book where it fits. There is a fit here. There is a method to this madness, if you will. And on an inner level, I just don't think about it. I bring it down to my heart center, which I've been working with tremendously over the last few weeks and months. And it just seems to calm me and to make sense, so that I can then say, if this is true, and I believe it is, then I can make this experience much grander. In the sense, and not that it necessarily has to be perfect and happy all the time, because I like challenges. I think we all do. They spur me on. They're exciting, and it's certainly much more exciting to be able to solve them. But when I take a step back, when I become the observer, and then the intensity of that challenge or that moment just dissipates, then I can feel differently, look at it differently, and go on my way. It's almost like facing these fears that I've had, which take me back to separation and loss, and you know, knowing that I can go through them quite easily. Now I can say that. I haven't said that for during my life, but now I can go through them in a very different way and know that they're almost like a mirage. They've been like a mirage in the desert.
I would express a tremendous acknowledgement to you in this. And in this, what would you express or evaluate that creates these experiences of feeling not understood and of feeling of fear? What prompts those types of experiences, or what do you notice prompts those experiences with you?
That's a good question.
When do you not feel understood? What are the situations that occur in which you are feeling not understood, and what types of situations prompt feelings of fear with you?
When I push myself.
In what capacity?
When I want to, when I have a feeling, when I go against myself, sometimes I have a feeling of way in the back or deep inside, but I don't pay attention to it. When I don't pay attention to myself and my attention is outside of me, and I go back and I say, I should have listened to myself then, about making a choice or about doing something then that doesn't turn out right, then when I place my attention outside of myself, which is very, very easy to do. In those moments, I lose myself. I become fearful. I don't know where I am. I should be here. I should be somewhere else. Or these feelings of responsibilities again come up very, very strongly. But I can handle them, and they go away very quickly as well. And when I don't trust myself in my when I don't trust in my I guess in my intuition.
And could you offer an example of that?
The other night, maybe a week and a half ago, I had a very intense experience, which is a very good way to connect to your question, where I had this incredible surge in my heart of a very profound sorrowfulness and a sense of loss as deeply as I've ever felt. And I was thinking of Angelica, of the possibility of or the probability as I saw it then is that she would be leaving, and that would create a huge loss. And the feeling was intense, and I know you were there. I called out to you. It was extraordinarily deep and just so full of sorrow. And I was feeling sorrow for her. Ultimately, I think I was feeling sorrow for me. And I couldn't control it. It took me a while for that. Until the next morning, I woke up and I take a step back, and then I see that we all have our choices, that we've all been around forever, and that we will continue to be around forever, that this is a play we're in, and these are the parts that we play. And that, you know, immediately brings me, brings a calmness to me.
Now, in this example, did it occur to you to also be shifting your attention to your experience and your appreciation and your enjoyment of your interaction now?
I didn't at the time. It was so intense. And here's the other interesting thing: as I was feeling it at night in bed, and I was actually weeping, and it was so intense. There was a sensation that I and a reminder that I just wanted to feel that and see how much of it I could feel. So it almost sounds like a paradox.
No, not necessarily. I am quite understanding that. I was not expressing that you ignore those feelings, or that you dismiss them, or that they are not important. They are very real, and it is very natural for you to incorporate those types of thoughts, those types of feelings. Let me interject in this briefly that being present and paying attention to the now does not exclude entirely any other factors of past or future. You are not moving in a direction of being so present, so now, that there is no other aspect of your reality. You are diverse beings, and you incorporate the ability to be expressing memory, and also to express projecting futurely. Now, these are not bad aspects of yourself. What becomes difficult or even destructive is time frameworks in which individuals are consumed or are consistently repeating, either projecting futurely into which they are not paying attention and excluding the present, or when the individual is so fixed in memory and in association with the past that they are also not paying attention to the exclusion of the present. But even being a very present individual and paying attention to the now, there are aspects of yourself that will project in relation to ideas and possibilities in association with the future. And there are aspects of you that will generate recall and memory and entertain the experiences of the past. The aspect of the present can be very influential in relation to these other aspects, though. For them, it may be very natural for you to entertain the idea and the possibility and the feeling of what may possibly occur futurely, and what you feel in relation to that, and that is not bad, and not to be dismissed or ignored, and it is important to acknowledge that and allow yourself to feel it, but also to include the present. For those types of feelings, those types of projections are purposeful. And what their purpose is to remind you of how important the appreciation of the present is. Therefore, it is not a matter of dismissing them or evaluating that that is not real or that is not important, for it is purposeful. It does incorporate a point. This is the reason that this occurs with individuals, to prompt you into paying attention and appreciating the significance and the importance of the present, of now, and your engaging of it. The difficulty is that individuals become caught in that projection, and many times they become stuck in that projection. Now, I am acknowledging of what you did offer to yourself in allowing yourself to pause and view the big picture and appreciate aspects of that. But it is also important that you recognize that feeling, that experience, as a prompting in relation to the present, and the intensity of that feeling matches the intensity of what you are experiencing now. The more intensely you experience that sadness, that longing, that feeling of loss in relation to the projection futurely, that very much matches what you are already generating, what you are experiencing now, the intensity of how valuable some expression is to you now, and how much you appreciate that, how much you want that. Therefore, what that experience is doing is reminding you of the intensity that you are experiencing now. For many times, that intensity is somewhat covered. It is not that the feeling is not present. It is not that the value and the worth is not present. It is. But in the present, in the now, many times what you value very much becomes somewhat covered with distractions, with other avenues that you are also engaging, with mundane activities. And therefore, you may not necessarily be expressing that intensity or that strength in value and investment that you have in a particular situation in relation to a particular subject. And therefore, a moment occurs in which you notice that suddenly and seemingly being prompted by no thing, you feel this intensity of feelings, you experience these feelings, and you project them and attach them to a possibility of a future scenario, which is very specifically designed to remind you this is important to you. Express that. This is valuable to you. Be aware of that and allow yourself to express that. Seize the moment and appreciate what you have now, and therefore do not sow the seeds of regret. Therefore, this was a very purposeful experience that you incorporated, and I am acknowledging of you that you did allow yourself to evaluate that and, in your terms, step back momentarily and view the bigger picture, and therefore emphasize to yourself some of that appreciation that you do express. And that is a step. And that is to be acknowledged. Now, in relation to the other subject of not feeling understood. What prompts that?
Well, first, thank you for this very insightful information. This is extraordinary.
You are very welcome, my dear friend.
In not being understood, that's also a very good point to segue to a different subject. I want to come back to this one at some point, though. But in not being understood, I sometimes feel I have forced myself to be in the wrong jobs for much of my life. I have to struggle at times and put out a lot of effort to fit in and make myself feel a part of this, let's say, the financial world. I'm becoming less and less comfortable with it, and I'm looking at possibilities that are not within, although not completely. There is still an aspect of me, a part of me that is very much enjoys being in the middle of the financial sector, whether it's in crisis or not. I mean, that even makes it more exciting at times. But I sometimes look at myself and analyze my flow, my natural flow, and it doesn't fit right into what I sometimes do. And so I feel, when I interact with people, I feel, I just feel different. I feel that I don't quite fit in. Not that it bothers me as much, because I suppose I've come to deal with it in different terms. And I also am open enough now to be able to accept those things. And I also let that part of me, which enjoys, that particular job or work or interaction, flow better. But there's still a big part of me that somehow feels not completely there.
And I'm acknowledging of you in this also, that you are beginning to recognize that you can do and express and interpret what you express a talent in, or knowledge in, or a propensity for, but that you can combine that with other expressions that are also more in keeping with what is important to you. It is not such a matter of black and white, that if you incorporate a talent and an interest in one subject, such as financial aspects of different expressions, that you can express that, but that it is also important to incorporate the whole picture of you. That is one aspect of what you do. That is one aspect of what you enjoy. And that one aspect may not necessarily fit in every design that incorporates that subject. Therefore, it is a matter of combining that aspect of you and that piece of what you do with other pieces of what you do and what is important to you, to create a whole picture in which you do fit and you do flow, and that is important to you, you can express financial involvement and manipulation in many, many, many different capacities. For within your world, within your societies, there is generally a financial aspect to most endeavors. Therefore, that aspect can be connected to almost any direction. In this, rather than generating that as the primary aspect of what you do, it may be more beneficial to you to be evaluating what other subjects and actions are important to you and interest you that you would enjoy involvement in, knowing that the financial aspect of almost any subject can be included. Therefore, you incorporate a luxury, in a manner of speaking, of expressing a knowledge and a talent in a particular area, a particular subject, that can be inserted into a myriad of diverse other subjects. That the manipulation or the management of the financial aspect can be incorporated in any direction, for it is an aspect of any business. And there are countless different types of businesses, large and small, in almost any subject you can imagine. There is some business aspect of that subject, and where there is a business aspect of a subject, there is also a financial aspect. And therefore, your talent can be expressed in any direction that you choose. This is the point. I have offered exercises to individuals many times to prompt them to evaluate what they enjoy, what they are comfortable with, what they define as fun, what interests them, what they are curious with. And in those exercises, I also include an aspect of expressing to them to combine creatively or imaginatively in a fun manner different actions that they list in their exercise of what they enjoy, what they like, what they are interested in. The reason that I encourage them to combine them is that, generally speaking, individuals are more successful at whatever they do if what they are doing is a combination of actions. You are not one-dimensional beings.
Right.
And you incorporate the ability with attention to be involving yourselves in many directions simultaneously. It is natural action for you. Therefore, if you are so focused in only one capacity, it is very likely that you will relatively quickly become bored. And it does not provide enough stimulation for you. If you even allow yourself to merely think of all of the different actions that you do in one day, quite literally, there are so many different actions that you do in one day that you do not even consider, you do not think of. You merely do them. Whether it be walking upon a street and drinking a cup of coffee and paying attention to street lamps and watching traffic and engaging in conversation with an individual in a shop, or incorporating a time frame where to engage lunch and the individuals that you speak to and the diversity in what you eat and how you present what you eat and how you change what you consume and what you drink in different time frameworks of the day, and the different objects that you pay attention to. It is astounding how flexible and how movable your attention is in one day. In one action of walking upon a street, you may be generating 10 different actions. You may be walking, you may be listening to the activity, the cars, the carriages upon the street. You may be noticing a bird. You may be feeling a breeze. You may be noticing street lights. You may be watching an individual that is also walking upon the street. You may be noticing a color of a dress or an individual's shoes. You may be noticing a shop window. You may be momentarily glancing at a cloud. There are countless actions that you are actually doing all simultaneously. and they are not confusing, and you are not feeling distracted and overwhelmed. They are natural, for your attention is very diverse. And in this, it is a matter of considering your own diversity in your interests and combining them together with what you know, with what you are accomplished at, with what you enjoy, with what interests you, with your own fascinations, with what is comfortable for you, and incorporating the combination of all of these aspects, and in putting them together, choosing what you want to do, that you will also generate money and therefore financially support yourself.
Yes, you're so right, and I do want to mention two things. One, the exercise that you have suggested to those a lot of those individuals, I have and am doing. I have made a list, and I go through that list and I process that has been so helpful.
And what have you discovered?
Well, here's the answer to that question. And I think I am creating three possibilities at this moment of three very distinct jobs that incorporate finance, but that are not the traditional banking or securities or brokerage situation. And they're very different, and yet I can see the various aspects of me in each one, and two perhaps more than the third, but still where my interests lie, where it be new, something exciting, and at the same time fulfill that other part of myself. So I'm in that process, and certainly it's no coincidence that I've been able to create that by using that list and going with the feelings that of the things that I enjoy doing, without thinking about, you know, how am I going to make money by, you know, walking in the street and looking at people and knowing that I'm going to have lunch with someone. It's just a feeling that energy and applying that to the talents that I have. And it's interesting because as I have put my resume together to look for a new job, I can see me being such a generalist, and where in many cases they look for specialists, I'm not interested in those. I'm interested in more diverse and broader experiences where I can bring my talents to bear, but at the same time where I can learn and explore in a different direction.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I would express that this is a significant shift and very beneficial for you, and I express a tremendous acknowledgement in this accomplishment. This will be more beneficial to you in allowing you to express much more of your own freedom, for it allows you the opportunity to express much more of a free flow.
Yes, I thank you, Elias, and I have to say I couldn't have done it without you. It feels good because there are three distinct possibilities that are unique that yet at the same time the challenge is there. I think there's a fun aspect, there's different things, so I don't want to lose that feeling, that energy, so that I can allow or bring into the present, the one that I most want. I'm not sure yet, I've not decided which one, because all three have very, very appealing aspects of them, and I know I will not ask you a crystal ball question, at least not this one, but I do want to thank you, because not only the exercise, of course, but all the information over the years has come to my surface and is deeply ingrained, so that I feel very good about my situation at the moment in that respect.
You are very welcome. And I would express also that in these new directions that you are incorporating, it also allows you the opportunity to be more creative and to involve more imagination, and therefore to practice and exercise imagination more, which I am also greatly acknowledging of. For I would express that I do remember a time framework in which you and I and your siblings discussed this very subject of imagination, and at that time I would express that you were incorporating considerable difficulty in actually exercising that.
Yes, I remember.
But you have allowed yourself to expand that little box of imagination, which was very much contained, into a new expression in which it can soar. And I am tremendously acknowledging of that, for that is a significant accomplishment.
Thank you very much, my friend.
You are very welcome. I express tremendous encouragement to you in this new direction, and encouragement for you to be continuing to express your very passionate appreciation for what you incorporate now in relationships and in yourself, and in what you are contributing, and that is significant. Let me express to you, my dear friend, that this movement that you generate, these choices that you engage, these feelings that you acknowledge, these actions of paying attention to the big picture, they all ripple out in significant capacities. I am very aware that individuals, including yourself, are not entirely objectively aware of how affecting you are and how much you ripple out, or how important or how significant your individual choices are, but they are. And I would express that I recognize that for the most part, most of you objectively offer yourselves or pay attention to very little or few examples of how significantly and how much all of your choices ripple outwardly. But let me express to you in this manner. You are aware presently of the situation that you are all viewing as a disaster in your southern region presently, correct?
Yes.
That situation, in one respect, can very realistically be viewed as being the ripple effect of one individual's one choice. One individual generated one choice that in the moment the individual was not paying much attention to, and quite definitely not perceiving that their one individual choice would subsequently be affecting and would be recognized or would be rippling throughout the entirety of your world. That one individual did not incorporate that thought or that awareness, but it has. And your choices, whether you see that type of effect or not, incorporate equal power and equal amount of rippling effect in your world as that one individual and their one choice.
It's astonishing. Astonishing, because that is affecting the whole world.
Yes.
And then it could be even more disastrous.
And that was generated by one individual with one choice. And that is the significance and the power and the importance of each of you. For all of your choices are that important. And are doing the same action. They are rippling just as much. Therefore, I'm tremendously acknowledging of you for in allowing yourself to be viewing the big picture more in relation to your own choices, in allowing yourself to be paying attention to what you are doing and what is important to you, in allowing yourself to be aware of your own diversity of what is comfortable for you, is what is important and exciting and interesting to you. and generating choices in relation to those factors, that is tremendous. And that ripples out to encourage countless other individuals to do the same.
I'm humbled by your words. At the immensity of what you just described.
That is how important you are. And that, my friend, is glorious.
I'll let that sink in for a long time, so that it keeps me going.
Very well.
May I ask you a few quick questions?
Very well.
One, my sweet friend Nardine's essence name, if you would be so kind.
Essence name. Quill. Q U I L L E.
Quill. Beautiful and appropriate for her. Two, anything that you might want to, any words of encouragement for Angelica in this moment?
I would express the importance of acknowledging herself. This is a very important aspect. Not to be discouraged, and to remember to acknowledge herself and to pay attention to what she is accomplishing. I'm aware that can easily be overridden and somewhat lost, but accomplishments are being generated in each day, and it is important for her to remember that and to acknowledge what she is accomplishing.
Okay, great. Thank you. I will tell her that. The other question I have, I guess the impression, the feeling that there are very similar energies between her and Isabel. And it's more than the fact that they're both softies, right?
Yes. They do incorporate a very similar energy and counterpart action.
That's not. The penultimate question, there's a woman we met at a bar. Her name is Miranda, and I had the impression that she had some of my paternal grandmother's energy.
Who is observing of this individual? Yes.
Intermediate person?
Yes.
Thank you for
going. You are very welcome. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, my friend.
Likewise. Thank you so much for being.
You are very welcome. And I am always encouraging of you. In tremendous lovingness, in dear friendship than in ongoing affection to you.